It's the season everybody's been waiting for, JT, since 1999. I can't remember during that stretch the anticipation, the excitement, the hype surrounding the Cleveland Browns like there's been this offseason, and it all gets started this Sunday,
well,
man.
Think about it. You finally got a front office you can believe in. You've got a head coach, and everything that seems to come out of his mouth sounds like gospel, and things are finally in the right direction.
Yeah, they are, and the Browns will kick it off right here Sunday at 4:30 on WHBC on the road at Arrowhead Stadium against the Kansas City Chiefs. And the man who will be calling the action for that game and all season long joins us right now via the Wake'em Way hotline, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Donovan, joining us. How are you, Jimmy?
I am good, guys. Good to be with you.
Hey, good to be with you, too. And like we said, a lot of hype surrounding this team heading into this season, Jimmy, and into Sunday's game. It's finally good that this game is actually occurring, right, Jimmy? We can find out, not on paper, but on the field, how the Browns stack up in week one against the Kansas City Chiefs. How excited are you for that?
Oh, I'm very excited and very intrigued as to exactly what you're pointing out. How's it going to look out on the field? And I think we know, Kenny and JT, how it's going to look offensively because it's the exact same as it was last year. It probably is going to be better. I think they've grown even a little bit more into their offense. They've made a couple of additions offensively, just tweaking it. It's not a major overhaul. It didn't need to be. But I think on the other side of the ball, that's the intriguing part of the game on Sunday. I think if you look at this game on both sides of the issue, Kansas City and the Browns, I think for the Browns, you take a stand and say, how is that defense going to be with all of those new faces? It's a defense that how is it going to come together in a short period of time? A defense that really didn't play together at all during the preseason, and now they're going up against a high-octane offense, the likes that the NFL doesn't have and hasn't seen in a long time, the Kansas City Chiefs. And on the other side, I think if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, you're saying, how is this totally new offensive line going to be? Because the Chiefs from left to right on their offensive line are completely different than the way they were last year when they played against the Browns, certainly when they played in the Super Bowl. They've rebuilt their offensive line. That's a big, big question mark for them. That's the ball game, I think, Sunday. There'll be other issues, but I think those are the ones you have to take a look at. Those are the headlines.
That's a great point, Jimmy. And, you know, when we think about this team and we think about going out to Kansas City, it's a heck of a lid lifter, but we're going to find out really quick how good this team really is because on paper, we all agree it's lights out. But I want to talk a little bit about Andrew Berry and the way he constructed this team. In your opinion, especially the defensive line, is it deep enough?
You know, I think, JT, I think it's he did a very good job. I think he brought talent in, but he also brought some experience in. Now, Clowney is a big addition, but he's got to play, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, he's under the weather today. It is not COVID, but he is under the weather and didn't practice. He has to play. That's the issue with him throughout his NFL career. I mean, he's easy on the eyes if you're looking at the physical makeup of a football player, but is he durable enough? And he's had problems with that in his other stops. He's got to play. Jackson, I think, is a solid guy, and the rest of them will flourish. Malik Jackson, I think, is a solid guy. Solid guy, great leader, no doubt about it. I think he's going to be a fine player for them. Billings is a guy that I was surprised. You know, he went and cut 20 pounds off his body as they got ready for training camp. I think he's looked good. I think he serves a purpose. He's just a big body up there that's going to swallow up people and hopefully control that running game. Then I think you get into a different level after that. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, they have the young kid, Tommy Togiai. They've got Malik McDowell, who really came out of nowhere that they took a flyer on, who has a checkered past to be certain about, you know, in his past life. And hopefully he's turned the page. He's got a great opportunity here in Cleveland with the Browns to give him a second chance, a big second chance. And so far, it's worked out very well. I think it's okay, JT. I think it really is. I know some people say giving up Sheldon Richardson, mm-hmm. Ogunjobi, players like that, Olivier Vernon, who wouldn't be physically ready to play anyway at this time because of that injury to his Achilles last year. I think the Browns wanted to move on from those guys. I really do. more so because they just didn't feel like they got the productivity out of them. I don't think it was a sticker shock with their contract. So I think Andrew Berry and the coaching staff have done a good job, and the personnel department in bringing in the right people.
Obviously, Jim Donovan is our guest right now on the Kenny and JT show. Jimmy, I love the show you guys did from training camp all fall. It's unfortunate that it has to end because there's so much knowledge and so many things going on when you watch that thing. And I got to thinking, you just mentioned Jadeveon Clowney, and we all know the history. Injuries, doesn't practice all the time. And is this a problem with this team? Because if you consider there was really no preseason last year, and this year it seems as though this guy's dinged up, that guy didn't practice. Is this going to be a problem moving forward?
You know, we'll start to see it on Sunday. I think so far, I think that this coaching staff, JT, is so organized that I think this was the plan, how it all played out. But I would point out this. Even when they had those two very heavy-duty practices against the New York Giants in those joint practices out in Berea, Clowney didn't practice, Garrett didn't practice. So I think that, you know, they are kind of dealing with a timing issue here where they're saying, hey, listen, there's no doubt about it. These two guys are going to be ready to go when the bell rings on September 12th at Arrowhead Stadium. So we'll have to wait and see on that. But, you know, that's the whole issue with Clowney. If he plays and he plays the way his natural ability will allow him to play, it's a great pickup. If he doesn't play, then, you know, it's not going to be a good deal at all. And then I would say to you, they don't have enough behind him if he's not on the field. It's very critical to make that one-year deal, that signing, really work. He's got to be on the field. He's got to play. I think they know Garrett's going to be just tremendous and continue to be even better than he was last year, certainly hopefully healthier because he was really struggling at the end of the year with the after effects of COVID. But Garrett needs somebody on the other side. If it's Clowney, that's fine. If it's Tack McKinley, that's fine too. But if they have to go a little bit deeper than that, that's a problem.
Jim Donovan, our guest on the Kenny and JT show, previewing the Browns 2021 season, and we'll get into the matchup this Sunday in the opener at KC here in a minute. But I want to stay on the defensive side, Jimmy, because I'm with you. Offensively, the O-line's there, the running backs are there, the receivers, OBJ's back healthy, the OC's there. Offense, I think, is going to be fine, and we'll talk about Baker in a second. But Johnson the third, okay, John Johnson the third, how important of a move was that this offseason to get a veteran quarterback, if you will, of that defense back there at safety?
Well, it was so important, Kenny, that 5 minutes after the bell rang for free agency, that was the guy they went and got. Everybody thought they would go get a defensive end, right? A pass rusher.
Yeah.
That would be their first order of business. Maybe a linebacker, but boom, they went to get him. Tremendous player. Tremendous player. Really part of a great defense out with the Rams last year. And anytime he's played, he's been exceptional. Great leader. They certainly labored through last year at that safety spot in talent and then because of injury and guys not being able to play this week and that week. But this guy is a tremendous player. So I think he's very, very critical. Now, what they're going to do back there will be very, very interesting because I know a lot of people felt, well, they really want to go three safeties. And you know, they want to go Johnson, they want to go Harrison, and of course the dream is to have Delpit ready to go. Now, I don't know about the progress of that because of the recurring injuries with him. But I would say this, you don't count out Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah being a real big part of that fix in that secondary. So it not only was Johnson, you know, coming and signing with them, but then that draft move on the second night here in Cleveland on the NFL draft when they moved up to get Owusu-Koramoah because they can do so many things with him. I mean, he can be a linebacker, no doubt about it. He'll probably give them a better shot covering tight ends. He'll get a great test against the best in the business this Sunday. But not only that, but he can body up as a safety too. He's all over the field, and that's really what they want back there.
What about Greg Newsome III starting at cornerback, Jimmy? Were you surprised by this or no? He's a first-round pick. They selected him for a reason, and he should be starting.
Yeah, I think I definitely think he should be starting. I think he won the position. I don't think it has anything to do with the drafting. That's how he got here. But I think they went into the draft and said, hey, listen, we don't know about Greedy Williams. We don't, you can't guarantee he's going to be ready. Yes, it's a year since the injury, but, you know, we don't know what he's going to be able to do. And I think that was very wise. I think that he's going to be fine. He really is a very competitive kid. He's a very smart kid. I love the way he plays. He's right. He's very close to the play all the time. I think he's going to make big plays, but I think the combination of him and Ward, and of course there'll be a lot of others because they'll play all different kinds of, defenses in that secondary. But I think the combination of those two is going to be very, very critical to them. And I think it has the potential to be very, very good for a long period of time. You know, I really love Newsom. He's if you get a chance to meet him, he's a really bright kid with a lot of good things going for him, but he never makes the same mistake twice. He's just really a rising star, I think. And that star is going to rise very quickly.
I was telling Kenny a couple of, on Sunday, I think it was, the Browns and the Steelers playoff game was on television. I rewatched the entire thing and I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking at this team. I don't recognize any of the names that were on that defense that are going to be on this year's defense. And all we do is talk about the offense and what a juggernaut. And on paper, every skill position is loaded. Well, I got news for you fellas. The defense might be just as loaded. Jim Donovan, how big of a deal is it moving into this season now? You've got new guys on the defensive side, but second-year head coach, second-year offensive coordinator, and do we have faith in Baker Mayfield?
Oh, yeah, I think no doubt about it. I think that Mayfield has had a great summer. He's had a great offseason. I think he's ready to go. There's no doubt about it. He knows he's sitting in a great spot right now. He's got great coaching around him. He's very comfortable with the offense. He has seen what it can be, and he wants to take it to the next step. He was very, very good at the end of last year. Even the game they lost in Kansas City, I will always say this. He was not the reason that they got beat that day. He was very good that day. Others did not have their best day. I thought he had a very, very, very good day that certainly was a winnable performance for the Browns. That tells me, and I thought he was great in the game that you're talking about that was replayed last weekend against Pittsburgh. I thought he was great in the clutch in the win-and-you're-in game the week before that against Pittsburgh. I think down the stretch, probably from that game at Cincinnati right to the finish line last year, I thought he just got better and better as the weeks went along. And I think that he sees that he's down the road now and he's on the right road. And I think he realizes that the sky's the limit for him with this offense. So I think that they have tremendous faith in him. And there's no doubt they go into Sunday realizing, let him play. But once again, stipulate this. He doesn't have to do it all. He's got a lot of pieces in that offense that can get it done for him. And most importantly, guys, I think he realizes that too. He just has to get the ball to the right people.
Jimmy, are you confident that Baker Mayfield realizes it so much that he's more worried about winning than playing for a contract? Some guys would want to put up the stats, and if the wins come with the stats, great, I'll get paid. But don't you think as long as he wins and has decent numbers, they're going to pony up and pay him the $35 to $40 million that he'll probably demand?
Oh, I think so, Kenny. And I know, you know, you can say he has said all the right things
right
this summer, and he really has. I mean, he gives all the right answers. But I do believe that inside of him, he wants to win, and he realizes he's got a great opportunity to win. I really believe, guys, as a team, and especially for a competitive guy like Mayfield, but as a team overall, and I think they feel they let one get off the hook last year in January in Kansas City in that playoff game. They were right there. They were down by five. They intercepted the ball. Carl Joseph got it in the end zone. 6 minutes left to go. Patrick Mahomes is out of the game. The offense has started to roll to get them back into the game, and they just didn't get it done. And I think that has gnawed at all of them. Chubb, Landry, Baker, all of them, and, you know, probably guys on defense, but, you know, a lot of new guys are here. But specifically on the offense, they couldn't get that drive, and I think that that has projected them to say, listen, we were right there last year. We can do this, but now's the time to do it. We're ready. Now we just have to go out and do it. And I do believe Mayfield realizes that The winning will take care of that contract. It will get done when it's going to get done. But first of all, I think his main goal right now is to be up at the top.
Jim Donovan, our guest here on the Kenny and JT Show. Jimmy, how many years now will this be for you calling Browns games?
This will be my 23rd.
Wow, 23 years. All right, so you go back a ways. You remember when they were good and the Bernie songs and the town's crazy and all of that. So when is the last time you can remember, Jim Donovan, the excitement, the hype surrounding a team heading into the season like this?
You know, I would think that – I think it was really Kenny and JT. I think it was probably back in the Bernie days, and it was probably – the year after they lost in the playoff game to Miami, and Lindy and Fonda arrived, and he brought with him the passing game that Bernie Kosar so wanted to be a part of. And I think everybody felt with that defense and that identity, that dog defense that they had, I think that they realized married with Kosar and Ozzie Newsome and Biner and Mack coming off 1,000-yard rushing seasons, individually, I think that the buildup going into that season was very, very real. And I would definitely compare that to what we have coming into starting this Sunday. Now, I know a couple of years ago, you know, everybody was very excited, and we all were excited when OBJ and the trade was made to bring him over here. But as we found out very quickly, that was not legitimate. This has so much more legitimacy to it because of all the good work that was done last year. It's just like that Bernie year. They made the playoffs. They blew a lead against Miami. It gnawed at them, and they fixed some of the problems that they had, and they went out the next year, and they were 12-4 and went all the way to the AFC Championship game, only losing to Denver. And I think that that's what this season has for the Browns. I think that they are ready to go. They realize they're very good, but, you know, you have to go out and now do it on the field.
Kenny, I thought you were going to ask him, 23 years, do you remember the last time you called a winner on the opening day?
2004.
Yeah, but who's counting, Jeff right?
Jeff Garcia was the quarterback, and they beat Baltimore at the stadium. Oh, and Jeff Garcia rallied them in the second half to win it, and that's been it.
Yeah, they are 120-1 in openers since they returned in 1999. They've gone 16 straight seasons without a win because they had the tie against Pittsburgh. And, Jimmy, it's not an easy task this Sunday. So take me through your thoughts as you get ready to call the Kansas City-Cleveland game. And what do the Browns have to do to beat the Chiefs on opening day?
Well, this may surprise you. I really think Kevin Stefanski, I think the world of him. But I also know he's a guy that really reflects on his own performance. And I don't think he felt, and I would agree with him, that he had his best day in Kansas City last January. Guys, in the first half of that game against the Chiefs in the playoffs, Kareem Hunt never touched the football.
Wow.
In the second half, when the Browns started to get going and get rolling, it was Kareem Hunt that got going. Now, going into that game, who had the most motivation of anybody on the Browns team? It had to be Kareem Hunt. I mean, he was a former Kansas City Chief. Plus, it went against everything that they had done when they were playing so well. When they were on a roll during the different periods of the year, it was Chubb and Hunt. It was the two of them. And Chubb did not have a big day that day in January in Kansas City. He dropped a couple of passes. He just didn't have a great day in the running game. But Hunt had electricity and power. So they really have to get back to that on Sunday. Plus, if they can do that and control the game offensively and stay on the field, well, then Patrick Mahomes and Kelce, Tyreek Hill and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, those guys aren't going to be able to hurt you. They're over on the sideline. That's one way I think that you can do it. The other thing, Kenny and JT, is you can get into a bad mathematical situation very quickly against Kansas City. And what I mean is, and I watched their last preseason game, and it was so much like the playoff game. When they win the toss, they take the ball right away because that's their game. They go down, they score, it's 7-0. You get the ball, you go down, and you settle for a field goal, it's 7-3, and you're saying that's okay. And then, bang, right after that, you take a look at it, and, you know, they go down and score again. You can't fall way behind against them. You must get a couple of stops early on them offensively.
That's a great way to look at it, Jimmy. Ball control offense. Do you think it'll be a high-scoring game, Jimmy? Or are we looking in the high 20s or, dare I say, in the 30s?
I think we're going to be in the 30s. I really do. I just think the both teams, I know that, you know, they both claim, hey, we're better defensively. Kansas City's saying the same thing. We're better defensively than we were last year. But I think both teams, you know, they ride on those offenses, and they're very good. Theirs is, you know, a little bit more known than ours is, but I think ours is getting known very quickly around the NFL. I see it as a bit of a track meet on Sunday, and you definitely would love to have the ball last.
No doubt. Yeah, I was just going to say, last team with the ball may win that one in regulation or overtime, whatever it is. First team in overtime, last in regulation. Jimmy, what about the division? Are the Browns the favorites? I think they are, because I think Pittsburgh's on the decline. They, too, have an offensive line that's all new, and they've got some issues there since he's far from being a contender. And Baltimore lost J.K. Dobbins, and I think that's really going to hurt them. So I look at the Browns as the favorites to win the division, even though Pittsburgh won it last year. What about you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think they're right there. I really do. And I think that, you know, the Browns have looked inside the division, and specifically at Baltimore, okay? And they have said, we have to defend Lamar Jackson, and we have to defend Mark Andrews, their tight end. We have to be able to do that. And I think that some of the things they've done defensively kind of mirror what they're going to need to do when they face Baltimore twice this year. And that's the way you got to do it, guys. You got to win the division. If you really want to get there, you got to win the division, because you don't want to be fooling around with wild card games, playing on the road. Let's win the division, and let's play at home in the playoffs. Maybe even get a week off the first week, and then play at home. You know, those are the fruits of having a quick start here in a great regular season, and I think that's the goal. There's no doubt about it. That's the goal. They feel they've got a path to win the division.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that. Win the division, get the bye, get a home playoff game, and your chances of reaching that AFC championship game increase. And last thing before we let you go, Jim Donovan, for me, I need them to go a step further at least than they did last year. So that means for me at least the AFC championship game if this, you know, franchise is going to grow and become a serious Super Bowl contender. Are you with me on that, or are you okay if they just get to where they got to last year?
No, I really think that they are built to win right now. I think that, you know, you can talk about the window of opportunity. It's open. But I think in the NFL, when it's open, you have to go right through it. I think it can close very quickly because of salary cap. And, you know, let's face it, guys, you're going to have to pay out a lot of money for Mayfield, probably Denzel Ward. You're going to have to make a decision on Wyatt Teller. So keeping the whole thing together is going to be difficult, and it is with every team in the NFL. I think the time is now. They are built to do it right now. You know, this is not a building project anymore. They are ready to win right now, and now they have to go out and do it.
Jimmy, we always appreciate the time you make for us here on the Kenny and JT Show. Have a great call Sunday. Have a great season. We're excited to hear you and Deke back together again in what should be a very memorable 75th season for the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, thanks, guys. It's always fun talking to you.